This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A vehicle speeding through the town of Saratoga results in charges against two people for intent to deliver THC and meth. Wood County Sheriff's deputies stopped the vehicle for speeding earlier this week. During the following investigation, they seized over 230 grams of marijuana and more than 11 grams of methamphetamine and arrested the two occupants of the vehicle. They're expected to face charges of possession with intent to deliver. Whooping cough continues to spread here in Wisconsin. We're seeing a spike here this year, and state health officials want people to be safe this Thanksgiving. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
Almost 1,900 people have tested positive for pertussis or whooping cough here in Wisconsin this year. It starts out feeling like the average cold that can make it tough to know when you have it. Anybody can catch it at any age, but it can be particularly dangerous for babies and people with compromised immune systems. 76 Wisconsin babies have been hospitalized so far this year. Right now, lots of young people are getting it. Half of all the cases here in the Badger State have been in kids ages 11 to 18. It's called whooping cough because of the sound people often make when they have it. But health officials say teens and adults typically don't present with that telltale cough, and some young kids may not do it either. Of course, nobody wants to be left out of holiday festivities, but staff from the Department of Health Services say stay home if you're sick.
Sections of Grand Avenue and 2nd Street South will be closed this evening for the Rekindle the Spirit Parade in Wisconsin Rapids. Grand Avenue will close between West Jackson Street and Lincoln Street starting at 4 p.m. 2nd Street South will be closed between Oak Street and East Grand Avenue. Traffic will be detoured on Jackson Street. All streets are expected to reopen at 8 p.m. The bridge lighting ceremony is at 5:25 and the parade starts at 5:45. The Rekindle the Spirit Parade is tonight in Wisconsin Rapids. The festivities begins with Chatterbox Catering food truck at Veterans Memorial Park from 3:30 to 6:30. The Grand Avenue Bridge lighting ceremony and ribbon cutting will happen at 5:25 at Veterans Memorial Park. The parade will start at 5:45 and process down West Grand Avenue with vibrant floats, music, and giveaways. Santa and Mrs. Claus will grace Hotel Mead with an appearance at 6:45. You can enjoy complimentary cookies and cocoa and get a picture with the celebrated couple. A young Packers fan was denied the prize he won Saturday at a 49ers invasion party at an Ashwaubenon sports bar. Lisa Hale has the story.
14-year-old Joseph De La Rosa, a Packers fan decked out in Packers gear, was at the party, a pregame tailgate hosted by the Niners Empire, a nonprofit fan organization for the 49ers. The eighth grader was with family members who were visiting from Las Vegas who are Niners fans. The boy's number was called to win the football, signed by 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey, who is also the NFL's Offensive Player of the Year. A Facebook video shows the group handling the giveaway, not awarding the football to De La Rosa, but opting instead to give it to a 49ers fan.
Obviously, you probably think pretty highly of your Packers, right? Can you just tell me what you think of the 49ers?
It doesn't matter!
De La Rosa was instead given a pair of sunglasses. There is some measure of justice, however, for De La Rosa. The 49ers organization is mailing him a signed helmet. The helmet is signed by safety Talanoa Hufanga, not McCaffrey.
There's a new animal-assisted therapy dog at Marshfield Children's Hospital. Her name is Dolly, and she is specially educated to assist pediatric patients cope while at medical appointments, procedures, or during their hospital stay. Marshfield Children's Hospital is one of only two in Wisconsin to have a facility dog. The program is different from pet therapy. Dolly works with a child life handler who will assess if a child's care plan would benefit by assistance from Dolly. The facility dog is considered a member of the child life team and will be treated like an employee. The NWS has simplified their winter terminology for cold weather events. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has the details.
The NWS took away the wind chill advisories, watches, and warnings, and are now switching over to cold weather alerts. For example, wind chill watches will now be called an extreme cold watch, while what was once known as wind chill warnings will now go by extreme cold warnings. Matt Friedlein at the National Weather Service says,
because what would happen in the structure that we had been in was you could have the winds usher in the cold air in, say, January, and the wind chill headlines are out, but then the winds end, but then some of the coldest temperatures happen in the wake of that, and there'd be no headlines from us in the Weather Service. So even though it would still be dangerous out, cold is cold is the approach here and the simplification.
And this week is Winter Weather Awareness Week, which is a good time to know where all of your cold and snowy gear is.
If you usually put your garbage out on Wednesday night, you'll want to delay a day in Wisconsin Rapids. Thursday's garbage collection in the city of Wisconsin Rapids will be moved to Friday. City crews will collect along routes on Friday instead of Thanksgiving Day. Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season opened last Saturday, and the DNR has released preliminary harvest numbers. Here's Civic Media's Derek Tritz.
Hunters registered 89,203 deer statewide during opening weekend. This is a 1.8% decrease from last year, which wasn't a surprise to deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel.
We are down slightly, which was to be expected given the late start of the opener. We see that in other years when the opening date of the gun season is later, it's further removed from the peak of the breeding season. It's further removed from the peak of daytime deer activity as well. So
this number is also 4.8% down from the 5-year average. However, this statewide decrease doesn't mean each county was behind last year's figures. Several counties like Washara and Dodge County experienced opening weekends significantly better than last year's. Pritzel also expressed how being a deer program specialist doesn't guarantee you a harvest.
I can struggle too. I have yet to see a deer. I hunted in Vilas County opening weekend, and I was in that camp of folks that just were not benefiting from any deer movement, apparently. And I spoke to another Vilas County hunter that had his year in the 17 years he's been hunting up there. I spoke to another one that said it was the worst year that they've had up there. And so just an example of the variation. But I can empathize with those hunters that haven't had a chance to see a deer yet. And the season's young, and there's more opportunities waiting for me, I'm sure.
Regardless of harvest, hunters stayed safe during opening weekend as there were no firearm-involved hunting accidents reported.
Gun deer season ends December 1st, which means there's still time for hunters to turn this season into a success. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks are back to 500. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 win over the Heat in Miami. Milwaukee's win-loss record now even at 9-9. Just before the tip-off, Giannis Antetokounmpo had his left knee flare up with swelling and was unable to play. How did that change the game plan? Head coach Doc Rivers.
When Giannis went out, it was such a late scratch. You know, kind of had us scrambling. We usually go with bigs, and we decided to play small ball the entire game because I really felt like with so much scoring, the only way we're going to win the game is we had to win the three-point game.
NFL, the Packers getting ready for their Thursday night game on NBC for Thanksgiving. I asked Jordan Love how he feels about playing in prime time on the holiday.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, anytime you're prime time, especially playing on a day like Thanksgiving where, you know, I grew up eating Thanksgiving food and watching football. So, you know, a lot of people, that's kind of the tradition. So it's definitely special. You know, we love these primetime games for sure.
That's quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some great travel weather for you this holiday weekend, but grab the warm jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy, 29, wind will be northwest at 5. Tonight, 16. Tomorrow, cloudy with flurries in the afternoon, our high 24. By Friday and Saturday, highs will only reach the upper teens to low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.